I came to the United States when I was 6 years old. I'm originally from Veracruz, Acayucan, and pretty much I was probably the second Latina in all elementary school. Even in middle school, I think I was the only one by that time. And then in high school, I was one of four. And it was really hard. I remember being bullied by the Latina girls. They hated me so much. And I remember thinking, like, why? Why do you hate me? I don't know you. I've never done anything to you. And I remember walking up the stairs one day and a bunch of girls were gathered up at the top of the stairs and they were looking at me and they were like, oh, there she goes. You know, she's just trying to be white. And I remember that hurt me so much because it was like, you don't know me. I remember the first day of freshman year, I came in and I was like ready to meet people. You know, you're excited for high school. You're going to meet all sorts of new people. And I remember coming in and smiling at everybody, and my cousin hung out with the Latinos, so I went up to say hey to him, and all of his friends talked to me, but I looked at the girls, and they were just, like, looking me up and down, and I was hanging out with my friends that I had known since first grade, and they were all American or Caucasian. And then so in school, I was a cheerleader. I ran track. I did soccer. I did all sorts of sports because I knew that my senior year, I wanted to be able to get into good colleges. I wanted to be able to go visit colleges that I wanted to, and I needed to stand out. So I did all sorts of things that I could. It never really dawned on me that I was undocumented, and it never really struck a chord with me until my first semester of my senior year when everybody was starting to take their college days. And I remember even being hopeful the first semester and saying, I'm going to take my college day. And, you know, the Dream Act has to pass by this year. I mean, why wouldn't it? It has to pass. And this was in 2008. And I was like, by next semester, I know something's going to change. I remember putting like so much hope in the Dream Act. And my first semester in my senior year came to an end, that's when I started to lose hope. I was like, it's now December. It's going to be January. Half of me wanted to be so hopeful, and the other half was just like, there's no way the Dream Act is going to pass in the next 4 years by the time I graduate. So I went into my second semester completely devastated. And then I was walking up, it was an incline to walk out of the doors after we had graduated, and I was walking up and everybody threw up their hats and I held on to mine and I just thought about it and I said, this is the last piece of normalcy I'm going to hold.